Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. About 70% of Colorado's corn crop is irrigated from surface water rights subject to drought or wells that further deplete the ever-shrinking aquifer that supports Midwestern agriculture. Pervasive drought in Colorado and much of the U.S. means that food prices are rising 2 to over 3% this year as crops are devastated, reports Steve Robb at the Denver Post. In the short term, beef prices may even fall as desperate ranchers sell off herds they can't feed. But the real impact of drought will be felt next year when grocery prices are expected to rise, especially for meat and dairy products that rely on high-priced corn for their production. Meanwhile, the global demand for grains and meat is rising, making it a seller's market for commodities. The result is that consumers here and overseas will pony up for more food. It's a simple economic story. You have very strong demand, and now you have a pretty substantial supply disruption from the drought, said Stephen Kuntz, an agricultural economist at Colorado State University. For the consumer, it means nothing but higher prices, Kuntz added. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.